Okay.
And it had great big square rooms. It had a parlor. You went into a big hallway and went all the way through. And we had a beautiful chandelier in that hall, pretty one. And the living room had a great big fireplace that you could practically, I could stand up in it when I was little.
Could, no.
And they burned logs in it. And then back of that was the family sitting room. And they had about three or four bedrooms. They had put a bath in it when we lived over there, but like everybody did, they just take one end of the back porch and close it in, you know. You'd have to get out in the cold anyway. But they later cut doors and fixed it, so, you know, one like that. And we sold this house to a man who was the yard master, the master mechanic or something for the Inland Railroad, and he came up there and went all under it and everything. And he said he had never seen a house that was better built, and it had was put together with pegs. It didn't have nails. And that's the way they used to build them, and they lasted so well.
Is it still standing, or is it torn down?
Oh, it's a business now. I've been in business for years and years.
You mentioned a living room and a parlor. Were they the same thing, or were they different?
They were, one was more comfortable than the other. Now, in the old days, that parlor wasn't open unless somebody died or somebody, you had a party or something like that. And they had a new couple named Jack and Mary that cleaned every fall and every spring. And I wish I had them now. They take up the, as I said, we didn't have pavement then, and there was plenty of dust and dirt in there. And they would take up the carpet and take up the tacks. There's wall-to-wall carpeting with roses on the carpet. And they'd roll that and clean it, and they beat those things. That's the way they clean them, put them on a clothesline and beat them with brooms and things, got the dust out of them. Then they rolled them up and put newspapers that are supposed to keep moths out. Mm-hmm. And they stored those things till fall, and they put out matting in the summer. And matting felt so good, that Chinese matting. I can remember that in the hall of the house always. On your bare feet, it felt so good.
I imagine it did.
But that sitting room back of the living room was where the family sat. They had a fireplace there, and they had a big dining room and kitchen.
What kind of furniture would you have had, say, in your parlor? What kind of furniture would you have had there?
It was mahogany and all. Some of this furniture was in there.
And you'd have, like, chairs and so forth. What else would you have besides, say, chairs?
Oh, well, we had beautiful vases and things, and what became of them, I don't know. And they, on the center table in my hall is what was the center table in the parlor, and it had a photograph album and velvet covered, and the Bible, of course, and one of those glassed over things that, you know, they had flowers or something under it, you know. That was an ornament.
Did you have a sofa or something?
Oh, yes, two sofas. We had a pair like this. My grandmother's suit was that gentleman's chair in there, and she had a lady's chair, four straight chairs, and two fireside sofas, one on each side. And I've got one sofa and one chair there. They just gave them away. They used to do all kinds of things. And I wouldn't have that sofa except she gave that to a cousin of ours. And she called up when she was moving one time and told Mama, said, I thought your girls might like to have the grandma's sofa, one of them back. And we said we sure would. And so we had this old Mr. Warner to do it over. The springs had gotten out of it. But there were three suits of furniture. Mayor Carr, the one that bought that